All right, well, hello, my name is Scott Clark, and this is a session on creating complex content types with WordPress. Specifically, we're going to go over the Pod CMS plugin and how that can help you develop and enhance the way you develop. So I wanted to start off with getting everyone into the mood of anything is possible. So I wrote a song for WordCamp Dallas. It was in June, and I modified it and adapted it for the short length of my presentation today. So it's going to be pretty short, but it'll just get you into a little uppity mood, maybe. We'll see.
Once I build a website that isn't a mess, I know lots of PHPs, simple isn't best, but I don't want to build it myself. Why look past what's already right? Give me a framework, please, and I'll finish tonight. Using WordPress as a CMS does everything that I could want. And where it doesn't, there's a plugin for it. And if there's not, I can make my own. Every tool has its own ups and downs. It's up to you to find what works. As a CMS, it makes the most sense in my opinion.
Thank you. So yes, this is the Pod CMS front page. As you can see, it's pretty interactive as possible. We've just rebuilt the site. We are in the process of redeveloping the user interface for Pods, but I'm going to show you a lot of the things that are in there now. So here we're on the front page, and we have just a couple of tabs just explaining some things. You guys can definitely go back sometime soon. The address is podsuproot.us, so it's pods.uproot.us. Lights. Can you turn down the lights just a bit? Is it good? Alright. So this is the site, in case you didn't see it because the lights were up. Here's my website. I just have a couple links for myself so I can go to the presentation examples, but it's also there for you too. So you just see on the right, you can just go to the Pod CMS plugin, Pods UI, which we'll go into briefly, and then the example sites I put up together. All of these are in our Pods showcase here, so they'll rotate out. If you guys build a site on Pods and you want it to be in the showcase, just let us know. We'll put it there. I just need a small image, and it's there. Let me just sort of interface this with the idea of custom content types. What you're used to is pages, posts, links, media, and comments. So when you're doing those types of development with those content types, you're sort of limited in the structure, how you build your site, and how things work. So whenever you pass it off to a client, you have probably about an hour to 2 hours of trying to show them how to edit their site, which is deep inside their content. Like, for instance, you have very complex content. You have like maybe a directory of members. That's pretty easy. You have BuddyPress that does a lot of membership stuff. And then you have a lot of different other content types, like maybe events. There's event calendars out there for plugins. Then we have Next Gen Gallery, which is A lot of this stuff is sort of done by WordPress 2.9, so we don't have to worry too much about Next-Gen Gallery for a lot of the simpler stuff. But once you get into those things and you want to customize them, it becomes very difficult because those plugins are hard-coded. If you want to make some changes, you make some changes, but when you need to update, that's a big hassle, especially for your clients. So what Pods does is it gives you a framework to build upon. And what we do is we let you build your pages, customize the way everything works, and pass it off to your clients in a usable way. So instead of having to have them go into Pages or Posts to manage their press releases and their blog and whatever else you might have, articles, basically anything that you would do, you've been hacking with Posts. There's a lot of limitations with that, one of which is the meta keys and values, and those are custom fields. Some of you might be familiar with that. There are some plugins that work with that, like Flutter, Magic Fields, which is a fork of Flutter, and then we have a number of other fields, field management tools, like custom field templates and such. But the relationships is not there for those plugins. And there's some things that you might see, a custom taxonomy. If you're familiar with that term, what that is lets you relate a post to a specific term. And that can be difficult, too, because your clients are using the same interface to manage all these different things. And that can be very tedious. So let me just show you real fast a site that was built recently and launched called exactevents.com. And content might be a little bit weird, but we have a bunch of different content types. So we have home, news, contest, events, video, gallery, and et cetera. And each of these pages have their own content types. For instance, we are listing featured events here, but these aren't actually events. These are through the, some sort of plugin for ad management because he didn't have the budget to build that customized. But the news is run through WordPress, just like the contest, so those are just different categories and category pages. But when you get to events, that's where things get a lot trickier. If we were to build this site in WordPress using posts, pages, taxonomies, that would be extremely difficult and take a lot of time. So what the Pods plugin does is it makes it easy to list information, edit it, and list detailed information for those pages. So I built a pod page called Events, and that's essentially what this URL is, Events. And what I built into there was a list of all these events. This is a specific pod I created. Each pod can be configured with whatever amount of fields you want, and you can display and hide events, display and hide fields on your edit forms and add forms. So what we have here, we have events. And as you can see here, the screen's a little bit small, so you can't see the edit buttons that I've built into there for management. So if they have access to edit these events, they can actually click edit, or on the side here, delete. And that's great for administrators to just do things on the front. But there's a lot of things possible with pods. It's not just usability and management. There's really storing the information. So when we go to an event like this one, we've got a lot of different elements here. We have what minimum age they are, promoter, what username. We have the event name, the flyer. There's even a back flyer for some of the events. We have advertising here that is part of the other advertising plugin. And then we have price. We have description, information about the venue, and there's actually some photos in the gallery that related to events as well. But let me just show you here the events. So for instance, if I wanted to enter this venue here, I'd have to relate it to another post or page using some sort of really weird backwards way. But with pods, I can simply just select it from a select field. So when I go to edit this, I see the event name here. I can say, as an administrator, I added this field, so only administrators see this. Pin to front, so I can show this on the front page or not. Front meaning the events page. So you see here at the top, things are listed November 14th through November, etc. I don't know. He's actually edited this recently. So if I was to pin this to the front, I've set it up to list this ordered by front pinning, then by date. So the stuff that's pinned to the front will actually appear at the very top, and then everything else will be date ordered. So the great thing about editing your events now is I can select a city it's for. I can select the venue it's for. Right now he has a bunch of more cities, but not as many venues in those cities because he's still building out the website. I built a custom field input helper for this, which is basically a date time selector, just to make it easier so people can see it right away and not get confused, and especially not enter the wrong information, less overhead. And then we have age minimum. I could do all ages if I wanted to. And then cost, just very easy, simple. And then right here is another thing that would have been very difficult to use posts and pages for, and that is RSVPing. What the client needed was the ability to RSVP for their visitors. So he has events that he wants to promote, but he wants to make sure these visitors can say, oh, hey, I'm going to that, and share it with their friends. So what we have here is RSVPing, and I can check this box to let people RSVP to this event. Or I can check this box for pre-selling tickets, and it'll link that up on the front. So when I go back to this event, if I had RSVPing, it would have a button here, but since I don't, it has a buy tickets. So I can go click this button, and it goes to the ticket selling area. And this is all, let me just sort of go back a little bit. This is all within pods. So we're not messing around with posts and pages. We're not stuck with a bunch of different custom fields that we don't want to show to the administrators, anyone other than administrators. So what we have here is a completely customized content type. From every field down to the very bottom, we have tons of information that we're setting up here. So let me show you a little bit of the administrative interface for pods. This is version 1.74. We haven't upgraded this one because he's done a lot of custom work on it, and I'm actually going to be upgrading it within the next month once we release 1.8.0. So let me go to the event pod. So here we have events. And you can see here the list of event fields. So we have the name, the pin to front. And you'll notice that these are not labels. These are really just names of the fields. So this is the name, but this is the label. So if I click edit, I can edit this information and edit the columns. Sure. Each field you create has a couple of different column types you can set. You can select your name and label, of course, but the type of column information that you're storing there can range from date all the way down to a relationship. So we have a couple different ones like date. It's a date selector that comes with it. So they just click a button on the date input, and it pops up with a little calendar, and they can select the date. Or the number. It basically only accepts numbers. It doesn't accept alphabetical characters. And then we have Boolean, which is a checkbox. We have single line text, which is just like this name field here, but it's just a single line text field. And then we have paragraph text, which is a WYSIWYG. Just a note there, we're using something called Nick Edit, and that's very lightweight WYSIWYG, but we've listened to a lot of the input and feedback on that, and also we've taken into our thoughts of basically Nick Edit is going under. They're not updating the plugin or the WYSIWYG. So we're going to move over to Tiny MCE just like WordPress. So you'll see this as Nick Edit, but it's not going to be Nick Edit for long. Then we have code, which is a text area. It's like a WYSIWYG without the WYSIWYG. It's all there. You can enter code, whatever you want to do. No extra formatting inserted. Then we have file upload, which is hooked in directly into the media. So whenever you upload an image or a file into your event or whatever pod you have using the file upload column, you can easily go into the media library and you'll see it listed there in the list. So you can delete from there or delete from your own pod column, and you don't have to worry about managing it in one place or whatever way. So we have a permalink, which is very familiar for a lot of people because that's what WordPress uses, except the way this one works is just like WordPress, you hit edit and you have that little box. Well, we don't show everything below that information, so you're just editing your slug. You're not editing anything beyond that in your URL. So because pods is so complex, we've set it up a way that makes it easy for you to edit those slugs and not have to worry about messing around with having more than one page listing this information, maybe more than one detail page. There's a lot of things you can do here. So permalink is very complex, and we just have a text box that you can enter your slug. It's by default, it's going to be generated from your name. So every pod has a name. So when you add a pod, if I were to add a pod now, every pod is created with a name and a body column. So I can delete the body, but I can't delete the name. I have to have a name because every post, just like currently posts, they need to have a name, some way to index them, some way to manage them in an easy way. So you can rename this name, though, so that on the front end, people might just say, this is the venue, or maybe this is the person, or whatever you want to do here. So there's a lot of things you can do. But for body, this one's just paragraph text. But you'll notice here, in the parentheses, that they have different column types sort of hard-coded into there. So you can see what they are at a glance. Of course, these differ slightly from what these are, but these are really the hard-coded column types in the database, so that's what they use. But you have an option to make your pod top-level. So if I wanted to show my email templates or radio stations, I would just check that box and then type in whatever my pod name is, and then hit save settings, and it shows up on the front. So I now have a pod setting, or pod management menu here, and I can add. Very easy. Sure, it's very big.
Well, can you think of it as maybe a pod is a collection of custom fields?
Yeah, pod is like a custom content type. It's really a collection of custom fields that you manipulate. You show them in a certain order. You set up what types of information is going to be stored. There's a number of other things like pod helpers that we have built to make it even easier to customize it on a on-the-fly basis. And then... No. Two things happen with pods. We have a default pod template that is implemented with pods. So if you don't have a custom page template you're using, you can just use the default one. And then we have the ability to select a page template. So you can select from a previous WordPress page template, and it will use that for the pod page. We'll get into the pod pages very shortly, but all you do on your page template is insert a new function called pods underscore content, and that will pull in whatever is on that pod page. So whatever is outputted, you'll see that. And we'll get into that part very shortly. So we have like the add and management interface here, but we haven't gone into how do we display this information on our pages. So here's a bunch of pod pages we've created for this site. So for events, like we saw before, this is actually just comment code. So we have just some HTML here interfacing with a bunch of different types of pods. And there's a lot of tags here that are maybe confusing for you, but they're very straightforward. And one thing I'm going to direct you to now is the user guide. We have a user guide on our site, and it's basically built with a wiki. It's some sort of hard-coded wiki that we formatted to work with pods, so it actually pulls from a database instead of storing it in a file. But once you get into here, you have a bunch of information here, like templates, magic tags, display helpers, and other information on how to set this all up. So you don't have to just grab all this information I'm giving you and just keep it forever. You can come back to here. I even come back to here just because everyone loses a little bit every now and then. So there's the user guide. Use that. I use it as sort of like my pods development Bible. When we add new things, we try to update it. You can, of course, add your own things to the community solutions as well. Just little some tidbits that you might find interesting, maybe some articles that really are great. But beyond that, we have a live chat as well. It's IRC. So we use freenode.net. So you can connect into there, ask us questions. Most of the time we're trying to be in there, but if we're not, definitely come back or post your question in the forum. This is actually one of the first places you should look because we have a lot of information here. There's a lot of people that are using pods. Oh, sure. Yeah, I will show you that. I haven't actually set that up on this computer, but let me go ahead and go into it real fast. And I don't mind sidetracking, so if you guys have questions, just let me know, because I'm trying to reach as many people and help them understand as possible. It's a big thing that pods does, and there's a lot of complexity to it. But with that complexity, it makes it very easy for people to develop complex things. Once you understand it, it's a bit of a learning curve, but it's very powerful, and I use it on every site I build. In fact, I have gone freelancing full-time for my job previously. I started working in the end of September, and I've been working for almost 2 months now, full-time freelancing, just doing pods websites. And that's because people know what pods is. They're starting to find out, hey, I want a pod site, and there's a big market out there for you. So I'm trying to help you guys understand that, so maybe you guys can offer these services to your own clients, or maybe do it for yourself, build something really cool. You can do a whole lot with pods, so there's almost no limit, just like WordPress. There's no limit because WordPress is a framework. With a framework, you have a bunch of functions and a bunch of stuff that you get to use over and over and over and not have to redo it. You can copy and paste, etc. So that's what pods is. It's also a framework, and it just enhances WordPress. It's built on top of WordPress, so it has the users, it has all the database management, etc. So what we have here is an additional framework for you to use and use very easily for creating your content types. So let me show you real fast the phpMyAdmin section of this. I'm just using cPanel. This isn't pods or WordPress. It's just another control panel. Let me find the one that is that. No, you never have to dig into this. This is really for people that are really hardcore or really into databases. They don't even want to touch certain things when they want to update things or whatever. So let me see here. We are actually using OIO Pub for our advertising on there. It's not GPL compatible, but what does that matter when you get into WordPress when it's GPL already? So it's there's a lot of overlap and there's a lot of confusion. And I won't go into the details, but it's all right to use non-GPL plugins because secretly they are GPL, but I'll just keep my mouth shut. All right, so we have our different pod tables here. The formatting of storing the pod tables is WP underscore or your table prefix, pod underscore TBL, and then your pod name. So for what we were doing with events, I can see here that I can browse those events and how they look in the database, and they're stored exactly like you created it. They're stored with each name of the field that you created, pinned to front, date, etc., and they have the information based on those pods' content. So whenever I go to edit that pod, or the table now, you see here all the different fields I created. Some things you're not going to see here are the file and the pick relationship fields, because those are stored in another field, sort of like WordPress. WordPress had it right when it had a relationship table, like WP post meta. That is great because it lets you index a lot of information and easily connect things without having to pull in a lot of the overhead of the full table and all those records. So those things are stored in this table here, and I won't get into it too far because I don't want to lose everyone. But we have just a bunch of different pod-related tables here that will help manage your information as well, and some templates and types. Does that get you? Answer your question? All tables without the TBL in it are core pod tables. So WP pod is actually our main table, and this is going to index every bit of information you have on your pod. It's going to index all information from all your types. So this is going to list my states and et cetera all the way down to page 14 here, which is members. We have some members here. So there's a lot of things that pod is doing for you on the back end, making it easier for you to manage your database and the types of content you're having. Yes, we are MU compatible as far as I know. I haven't found any issues when I was running it. If you do find an issue, of course, we're avidly developing and actively developing pods, so we will update whatever you might find. If you see an error, we'll get to it and try to help you and try to fix it if it's a pods issue, or if it's a host issue, we try to help you there too. It's really the same way as going from versioning, like from a staging to a production for WordPress. It's all the same database, same tables. Yeah. That is a three-parter. First part is you can export definitely from the UI, user interface, from pods, and you can create packages. We call them packages, but they're really what you're used to in the WordPress world is plugins. They're little bits of things that you can distribute yourself using our extend feature on pods. We have an extend listing area here, which has a bunch of different packages people have already created, and you can add your own. But the package manager lets you export all this information to another site. So maybe you want to export your gallery or whatever you might have and just put it on the other side. But don't deal with the rest of the stuff. This is what will export that for you. It doesn't export your content, though. We have a Pod API class that will help you export that or import it using a CSV file or PHP. So you can do that through that, or you can also grab it straight from the database tables. But the third part was that... I forgot that. Oh, there's the database part. You can use all four of those, yeah. For instance, I have detail gallery here, and then list gallery. And then maybe I have get main image, and the gallery pages, and I just want to export that. I grab all this code here, and I copy and paste it to my other site. So let me just copy that. And then I import it on the other site, paste it in, and hit proceed to import confirmation. What this is going to do is just going to check to see everything's all right. Maybe you copy-pasted, forgot a character, or something happened during that process. It will just validate that information over again. And before it does anything, it'll just make sure that you have it right. So it'll tell you if there's an error, and it won't do anything if there's already existing pods there, or maybe pages that you've already created there that overlap. So it's just a little help to help you from making any big mistakes.
What about merging or looking at the pod?
What was that?
If you're merging and looking at the pod, so let's say I have one that goes out, I work with a client, they want me to make some changes to a pod, and I need to upload the changes that are going to that pod. How does that help?
The changes to the pod's versioning, that would be most likely a database change that you would just sync up the database table structures as well as the internal pod core entries. For that versioning, we don't have version tracking on pods itself like posts do, like visions or revisions. But what we do have is the tables that you can interact with. So you can definitely have either you or have someone that's a database expert that they can just migrate all that information over very easily. For me, it's not a problem. So
like just migrating the table to migrate over?
Yes, it is.
I'm sorry, I'm writing notes. Somebody's asking a question. I think you can ask them a question.
Questions are great.
You spend a lot of time making a really good pod. You have to dig in the database and export that to bring it to another
Well, that's what this package thing does right here. The export, you know, just select your whatever information you want to export. Export, yeah. No, that's all right. Any other questions before I get back into the thick of it? Oh.
Any issues with upgrading WordPress versus pods versus, you know, when you think...
No issues. Pods is still an upgrade path, so whenever you upgrade pods, it just does any database changes that are necessary. For instance, we just had a file, new file uploader that we built that needed a migration script for it. So we built a migration script that just made sure that everyone's sites were still working after you upgraded pods. But then the relationships started kicking in.
Very basic question. Used pods like 6 months ago. This looks completely different than I remember.
Yeah.
It's on a very like high-paced updating
practice. Yeah, our development process has been crazy. I think, I don't know how many versions we've released this year, but it's been a pretty high rate. What we try to do is we try to update it with any bug fixes, any features that we think of. The package one was my idea, so I don't mind taking credit for that one, but I didn't build it. I gave a lot of the initial information and structure and how it was going to work and everything. I work with, I'll give you a little background with me. I'm Scott. I develop in Texas. I'm from Dallas, Texas. I flew all the way in here to help you guys understand pods. No monetary benefit for me, of course, because I don't get paid for $1,600. But it's worth it for me because I get to help you guys build extremely great, complex websites. And that's something that's powerful for WordPress right now. We're on the bleeding edge, the front line here of CMS platform. And a lot of people are still stuck with the connotations of blogging and want to use Drupal or Joomla for CMS. And I know those words are sort of like garlic to a vampire. But that's what it is now. And as we go beyond those connotations and build our sites more complex ways and more organized ways especially, that's just going to move away because a lot of people are just like, well, I use Drupal. I need CCK. WordPress doesn't have CCK. Well, we do have CCK. It's built right now. And it's not everything a CCK has, but we're on our way. We're on our way past beyond what we've been at and stuck in. So WordPress 2.9 is a great way. It's adding some new custom content types for you, but this will help you delve into it even more. It lets you create your complex content types with relationships and a ton of complex. I use the word complex because that's as complex as I can get in terms of a word to explain this. But there's a lot of things you can do here. A lot of things I haven't shown already, but let me just sort of briefly go over those as fast as I can so I don't run over. So what we have here are the pods. I've already showed you the management of those pods and how those work. You have pod fields, etc. But I didn't show you helpers. So you go beyond just storing information and listing it. You go into manipulating data and doing actions. So what pre-save helpers and post-save helpers do is before you save data, you can manipulate it and change maybe a name or reformat it or do something, whatever you might want to do. It's unlimited. You can do that there. Just create a helper on this tab here and then select your pre-save hook. And you type in it and then you go to select it and you can add more than one. So you can get into some crazy things here. But it's actually PHP code. It manipulates PHP variables and does anything else that PHP might want to do for your site whenever you're building it. And then we have a post-save helper, which is, what if I have a forum like we do here? We have a forum. Well, what if I post a topic? Do I want the ability to send people notifications when it's updated or whenever I post a topic, should it go to maybe a pods developer? We could do that with a post-save helper. You can run PHP code after the fact. So after something has been saved and manipulated and validated, most importantly, you can validate with pre-save helpers. You can say, error, blah, 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 isn't correct, you're silly, or something. You can do that with pre-save helpers. So we have error functionality validation with PHP, as well as the data type validation. So if you have something required here, which is this red star, if they try to save that form without that information in there, it's going to come back saying, you don't have it. So you have that, and then you have this other layer, pre-save helpers, that can make it even more complex for you. But post-save helpers, you can maybe do some image manipulation after it's been saved to the database or whatever you want to do. It's very easy, especially if you're familiar with PHP. That's really the easy part if you're familiar with PHP, but there's a lot of things you can do here. Like this one, I say, can they edit this event? I check to see if they're logged in. I check to see if their ID is really valid. Then I check to see what their user level is, and I can set it based on user level, or I can do whatever I want to do. This is just the very tip of the iceberg.
How many of those helpers are included with pods
and we have, I think, two pod helpers right now. There's a display date. Let's see here. Format date, actually. And what that does is it just formats a date column into a format that you can read. So it just says month, day, year, or I guess from here, month, day, year. And you can do a lot of things with that, but there's really the package repository where you'll find most of them. You can create your own, of course, and share them or not share them. But the package repository is where we house a lot of things that we've built or that other people have built. Like this one, pick one. With a relationship, I can import this package and have a helper that lets me just show the first value of an array. That's just a PHP variable that lets you store more than one information type inside of a variable. So that's just an array. But there's a lot of things you can do.
How are you saving that PHP
in the database? Yes, PHP is saved in the database. Everything that Pods does is saved into the database beyond page templates. So as you upgrade your theme, et cetera, nothing's going to go wacky on you. You just make sure that your function is in there, like pods underscore content is in your theme, and everything rolls very smoothly.
Look, this is kind of a weird question, but if I wanted to include a file from that PHP, what is the relative to do?
It's all relative from the plugin directory. That would work for any plugin, really. So you would just actually you just use your constants that even the WordPress developers say use, you know, WP content URL or whatever it is. So you just use that for referencing your stuff.
I mean, the simple things like stuff that a developer would do, like
yeah,
to set it up for a client. How do you? I mean, I can just see my clients going in there and go, "What's this?" You know, and start playing around. What's up? Is there a way like?
Yeah, there are roles built into pods, and what we have here is just a. They have a whole lot of roles, so this is a small screen, so it spreads out as you get bigger. But you can check off who you want to be able to manage certain things, and if they want, if you want to give them access to manage those pods, et cetera, they'll have access. So you can hide that.
Basic level, you can set it up so I manage, create, edit, whatever, and then they just fill in the fields like as if
yeah,
they're posting, right?
Yeah, exactly.
In that field.
Exactly. And we even set up one for this site called Naked Wichita. It's an interesting name, but it's actually just a magazine with events and venues and stuff like that. So they had a way that they just wanted, well, just like exact events. When a user posts an event, they don't want the user to be able to edit other events. So we didn't add that subscription or that role here for them, for the subscribed users. We don't have the ability for them to edit those things. So we have it hard-coded into the pod. We store the user that created it, and we store a lot of other information. So let me just quickly go into the relationships here and how you can create those relationships. Like we were talking about earlier, the venue, we can have a relationship column type, which lets you create a relationship to a pod, a category, WordPress page, post, or user, and even more soon. So there's a lot of things you can do here. Like, for instance, right here we have member. So we have this pod field related to member. So whenever we create this event, we have a pre-save helper that goes to find out what user is logged in now and make sure it's created by that event, that user's ID. So it's very easy for you to use. When I say easy in all of this presentation, I mean easy for developers mostly, because right now it's not... it's not a really easy thing for a lot of people to tackle if they're not developer-hatted. So you really got to dive into a lot of examples and a lot of the user guide to get into it if you're not a developer. But we try to help you every way that we can. But we're sort of limited by the fact that you might not be a developer, and there's a lot of time that would be spent trying to train you on everything. But the user guide has every bit of information I've talked about here. We have a showcase that can show you some sites if you're interested in it. My site, actually, if you guys want cards, I have hundreds of cards. If you guys need a card, you can contact me via email or via the forum, live chat. Just let me know if you have any questions. Yes, it's all sanitized before it goes into the database, and it's unsanitized as it comes out. Not currently, but you could do it with pods. Yeah.
How do you style all of your
It's the same way. You tell it what to format it, you tell it what HTML to use. You have customization down to the very tip of it. You have your page template all around it, and then you have your pods content function that you just insert. And you have your pods page here, like, for instance, events. We have this information here. Like, for events, I'm just going to initiate the event class and order it, like I said, pinned to front, then by date. And then this is how many to show per page. And we have a pagination function you can include, like this one right here. Then we have the limit by, so I can say any event that's later than now, we're going to show it on this page. And then we have the template. And the template is basically, I'm trying to get into this as far as I can, but there's so much information. I could be here for about 4 hours trying to talk to you guys. But the templates are just really easy to use because we have magic tags, and that's what sets us apart as well. Magic tags are little tags that you can just reference for your pod content. When you run the template, what I'm doing here is I'm running the template for each record that's pulled, so each of those 40 records on that page, it's going to run it. So each time a record is run, it's basically referencing that pod content type. So I have that item listed there, and I can just get the name column here, or the pod ID. That's just a basic one that's included, or maybe I have event, the image thumb that I have set up. There's a lot of different things you can do here, but this right here, this beginning part right after the bracket at sign is the field name. You can put a comma and use a helper here really easy, so that makes it even more easy. But the best thing about this is, as you can see up here, we can use PHP in our templates as well. So there's a lot of things you can do here. So many things you can do. I wake up every day and my fiance just wants to hit me on the head because I keep talking about it. But there's a ton of things you can do here. Did you have a question?
Yeah, is there an easy way for, like, I want to make 40 events, is there an easy way for, like, the import?
Yeah, there's an import API that you can use. It's a pods API key. Actually, I can keep talking if you guys want to stay, but I think lunch is about to start. So if you guys want to go, you guys can go to lunch. But if you want to stay, I can talk a little bit more, ask your questions, of course. But the API that you can use is within pods, and all you do is initiate the class. There's a little information here about it, the pods API. And you can import data using an array or a CSV file, as you can see here. So there is no user interface for importing data or exporting data right now. It's only for packages, really, for pods, pod pages, helpers, templates. I think the man behind you had a question earlier. Yeah. Questions?
So I can see how this is horribly complex in a really good way, but you guys have these pre-made packages, like for events, just like the one you showed on that example.
Yeah. I think.
So I don't have to do a lot of coding.
There's some packages here. Well, this is actually for you. There's a package here that imports, so you can easy just make a pod page and you can go back to it every now and then to import stuff. But there's some things here, I think. There's a YouTube video gallery, for instance. But as people build more packages, they share them. And once we get some things figured out for the pod site, we're probably going to update the forums and then export the forums as a package. Because the forums is built on pods. It's completely built on pods. It uses the pods for the forum topic and the forum and then the forum reply. And it uses the gravatars from the email address from the user that's registered. There's a lot of things that Pods does on its own website. So we try to keep it very simple, but also use Pods in extremely useful ways. You in the back.
Can you show us more about the function and also what the bi directory?
Yeah. Show you the front end and how it looks. Yeah. Yeah, relationships are just drop-downs, or if you have a multiple selection, you can add more than one relationship per item. So you have maybe your multiple users or multiple pages or multiple pod content that it's related to, and it's just a select field or a multiple select field that lets you click. Bidirectional is very useful. I use it a lot. What bidirectional does is you create a relationship on one pod and you create a relationship on the other pod. So they talk to each other and say, okay, when I'm updated, you need to update yours too. So when you're developing, you don't have to go find out, okay, what's this pod ID? Let me go get this pod. Let me get this information. No, it's already connected. And it's easier to develop. So whenever I'm listing events on a page, I can list the venue really easy because it's already related. But then on a venue page, I can list events for the venues very easily. So it's a give and take relationship because it takes a little bit of time to set it up in terms of adding the relationship on one side, adding the relationship on the other, but that's not really much time, and it's, it gives you a whole lot. So, so many questions. You.
I just wanted to know if you could explain a little bit about the terminal structure and how, like, the URI can run.
Yeah, as you see here, we have pod pages, and we have stars, asterisks. What those asterisks are wildcards. That's probably one of the, I probably should have gotten to that in the main presentation, but that is a very powerful thing. It lets you create your pod pages. And for instance, here, let me go to this page, events. So we have this events pod page, but these are stars. That's a star. and I have an edit page, etc. Those are some stars too. But what I do here is whenever someone goes to this page, I have some pre-code. That's also very important. What we have here is pre-code you can run before the page is run. So before you do any content output, before the theme runs, before WordPress does its thing, it's going to run this pre-code. So it validates the page title, whatever information you want to store here. There's a lot of things you can do. There's also a pods variable that's global. So you can create a pods variable and reference it here, like I did here. I can reference my pods variable and just only pull it up once in the pre-code while I'm validating. Once I'm done validating, I still need the information, so I just bring it over to the content area right here. So there's a lot of things you can do with that, but basically what I've done here is I've just exploded the URL in a very complex way, of course, because I like to make sure I pull the right information, and I also like to make sure I don't pull any extra stuff that might be there. But there's a lot of things you can do with validation. You can validate on usernames, names, whatever you want to do. Any information relationship you want to use, you can use. You don't have to use permalinks. You can use whatever you'd like. So, for instance, if I wanted to use my permalinks, I could use the pod class to pull in this right here. So I want to get a gallery album for this one, and ID just happens not to be an ID. It could be a permalink. So you can use a permalink or an ID in this class and pull up a single pod item. That's very important to use because a lot of cases you'll be using it for your own pod pages. But you don't have to use it. You can just leave this empty, and you can find records, which is another function that just gets all the records, and limit it by maybe a field equaling that value, and limit it to one, and so that you can validate, see if there's any rows returned, and then output that and relate it to your own pod. So, for instance, it's not on this page, but there's a function you can run called fetch record, and that will initiate the pod item. So once you've found it, you just pull it into the class so it knows that it's on that item and uses it throughout your variable. Multilingual pods, yes. We're in the process of working with WPML.org to develop some points of similar interest for both WordPress, multilingual, and pods users so that they can build their own plugins that interface with it. But there's going to be some more hooks. We're going to have some actions and some filters built into pods so that these types of plugins can add their own information or maybe get information or whatever and interact with itself. So there's a lot more extendability coming in to the pods plugin as well. So one of those is the WPML, multilingual. But it doesn't mean you can't do it now. You can still build pods that are multilingual. I built one already that just has extra information in the extra fields and shows whatever is based on whatever it's on. Cassidy in the back. That is my fiance.
Thank you.
All right, you. I can't hear you too well.
We built some sites where we're using custom fields to have things like, you know, like a video, like a thumbnail and a description, and so that's sort of uniform. You basically like we'll build a post and then we'll just add that to metadata and then we'll loop through that, and that will be sort of like our CMS. So basically, instead of doing that, I think it's hot, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And there's a lot of things you can do too because pods isn't stuck inside the WordPress loop. You can use it outside the loop. You can use it within the loop. There's nothing going to stop you. Pretty much, if anyone asks me a question, I can pretty much almost say yes because pods is a framework. It's limited only by your imagination. I've had numerous people say, I want to build this big site. I don't understand what they want to do, but they can do it because it's possible.
Okay. Is this on?
One of the other things, I guess, and this comes up most of the time, is that sites with complex page layouts that are disparate, like across the site, and then they want a CMS in order to manage that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how can pods help you there?
Let me give you a front-end tour because I haven't shown what I wanted to show earlier. It's called a Pods UI. I built it It's not in pods right now, but you can install this plugin, and it's another framework you can use. But what it does is it lets you create your own management screens. So it's a set of functions that work together that you just call one function, and it does it all. Let me show you a really quick example of that, and that is on my site. I built in a demo plugin into the Pods UI plugin itself. So it inserts its own menu item here. It shows you sort of what it can do. So I have gadgets here. So there's a lot of things you'll see here that are different from Pods. For instance, this looks just like WordPress. I built this so it was WordPress. It's using the same HTML and CSS. So what I've done here is I made it even sortable. With the functions here for this Pods UI plugin, you can show whatever columns you want to show, limit however you want, customize the management interface in any way you feel possible. You can build it yourself. You can do whatever you want to do pretty much because Pods is Pods and it has its own API and it has a number of ways you can do things. But I find using Pods UI is probably the best way because I never have a real need to have a management interface that doesn't look like WordPress. So this is perfect for me. I can intervene into the listing area. So I create my own list of information. I can do that. I can create a custom ad form so I can have my own information displayed. Maybe it can be a little bit more complex than this and interface very easily. Editing it the same way. And then we have deleting. It just checks to see if you want to delete it or not. But everything is looking like WordPress, and it more importantly, it makes it possible for you to do anything you want to do with Pods and WordPress for management purposes. One of the things we're doing very shortly is for Pods 2.0 version, we're splitting everything up. We're going to have the Pods UI, which makes it possible for you to completely go around the Pods UI so that you can put your own UI on it if you want. Or the API, which is going to have data information, add, edit, delete, and then export, import, etc. And then we're going to have the core, which is just the core functionality of Pods, which is the classes, etc. And then we're going to have... I think that's it. But there's a lot of things we're going to be doing very shortly, but there's a lot of things we've already done, and that's what you can use. For instance, Pods UI and Pods plugin together are a very powerful combination for me. Most often, I build a management screen in less than an hour that can get pretty complex, of course, but there's a lot of options you can use within the Pods UI function, and those are all documented at the top of the Pods UI plugin file. I don't have a place for it yet because I just built it, I guess it was a couple weeks ago, and I used it for a project, and I just said, okay, let me just build this plugin so it could be used for anything, so I can just use it over and over and over again. And a lot of people have already started using it, and a lot of people are very happy with it. And when they have features, suggestions for either Pods or Pods UI, we listen. So if you guys have any questions or feature requests or bugs you find, just let us know in the forum, live chat. Like, for instance, you can just go to live chat and just go to the web chat right here and very easily contact us. In fact, I think Matt is online right now in Washington, D.C. There he is. He's Logical 16. Mine is Scott K. Clark, so you'll find me there. But... I can chat real fast with you guys or with whoever we need to chat with. So we're very contactable, very reachable. We're not going to disappear. We're not going to go away and say, oh, WordPress does this, because WordPress doesn't do all this. Number one to include is WordPress doesn't have wildcard URLs. It just has the basic permalink structure. Number two to include is custom content type database table management. That is not included in WordPress. There's a lot of things that aren't included. I can go on and on, but there's a lot of things that you can use Pods for, and I use it every day. any last questions?
What are the four, and one of my main points about it is they're, they're always coming out of new release. They're sometimes great what I've been trying to build. So I'm wondering how easy it is to upgrade WordPress.
Well, like we said earlier, we have our own upgrade path, so anything that changes, we'll upgrade your database for you. We'll always try to keep the the best possible route for upgrading and migrating. We'll let you know if there's an issue that might happen. We'll post fixes if you run across those issues. But for the most part, we test our plugin releases through a 3 or 4 person testing process. We'll each go through the features that have been added, and we'll just pretty much try to rape it as much as possible and just try to get as much of the functionality broken if we can. So as we find those issues, we fix them and then release them. So things got a little bit more serious recently. We had our 1.7.7 release, which included a new file uploader, and we had a couple issues. And so because of that, we've added some more validation processes to make sure everything works for everyone, because there's so many different server types, so many different hosting, PHP versions, etc. So we're trying to make it as easy as possible for everyone to use pods and, of course, upgrade and keep up to date. This works on PHP 5, but we have some PHP 4 compatibility built into it, like JSON, encode, and decode. We built in those functions, so it just checks to see if they're there, and if they're not, we include them. But WordPress, I think, is shortly going to go to PHP 5. I'm not really sure exactly the exact date, but we try to be as full range as possible, but without losing functionality for a lot of people that use PHP 5.
It's sort of strange to be an administrator, and if the thing that I want to make a custom query to the database, could that break in future releases? Or?
If you make custom queries to the database, that could break in future releases, because as the database gets more complex, it might be upgraded through the upgrade path that we built. If that ever does happen, we will let you know on our site as well as on our forum to give you the heads up. And before you upgrade pods to any major version, which is major meaning 1.x or 2.x or 1 or 2 or whatever. So anytime you upgrade, just check the site to see what's up, what's new, and see if you need to keep anything in mind. But most of the time, we don't have anything that would break. We haven't made any major database changes since 1. I guess it was really back in the beginning of 2008 when we moved away from using the post table smartly. But we just had basically just a post there in the post table, but we had our own table still. But we used that just so we could interface with it. But there's a lot of things you can do. All right. I think we're done here. Of course, just pick up a business card. I have plenty. And check us out on the site, forum, on the chat room, and email, Twitter. We're on Twitter. We'd check to see what you guys say and try to help you out. Actually, that's me. So if you get added randomly, it's just me finding out that you're talking about pods, and I wanted to maybe include some helpful tips or whatever else I can find. So we're really a two-person operation, but we have another person that helps us manage the release management. But we're very down to home, very dedicated. So there you go.
Where's your card
today? The top of the table.